A federal judge has approved $800 million in interim financing for United now that the airline has filed for bankruptcy. This is the largest Chapter 11 filing in the history of U.S. aviation. United officials say that they are now working on Chapter 1 of the company's survival. The nation's second-largest carrier pledges to cut labor and other costs as it figures out how to operate at a profit again, and that will likely be a daunting task. In court this morning, an attorney for United detailed the bleak economic picture and said that the airline faces profound and agonizing change. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports from Chicago.
An attorney for United told the court United is in bankruptcy for a simple reason. The company is suffering huge losses every day it flies. Last year, the airline posted a record loss of $2.1 billion. It's on pace to lose even more this year. United said losses this December will total $20 to $22 million per day. In order to make the company financially sound, United says it will take steps which will be painful, including labor cuts. Outside the courtroom, United CEO Glenn Tilton says unions have said they will work with the company.
We all understand what the prize is, and the prize is the transformation of United to meet the requirements of the new market. And the new market is much more rigorous and much more competitive than the market that existed previously, because it is exacerbated by all of these worries that we have in the airline business.
Worries like a downturn in the economy and the September 11th aftermath, which led to fewer passengers flying, especially full fare paying business passengers. United said low-cost carriers and an increase in internet sales of airline tickets has also contributed to a changing world for the airline industry. It left United with too much debt and not enough cash. But while concessions from union employees may be at the forefront of a new business plan for the airline, CEO Tilton says management has taken the first step, cutting salaries for senior management by 11%.
The salaried management group is going to make a contribution to our immediate liquidity. So we've taken a cut, effective now, and we're the only group that has.
The talks with unions resumes this week about how they'll contribute to cost-cutting efforts. The federal bankruptcy judge hearing the case said today he's encouraged the parties seem willing to work for concessions, but he warned that settlements could be coerced by the court. Nancy Rappaport, dean of law at the University of Houston, says typically in a Chapter 11 bankruptcy, United would be allowed to decide whether to breach or keep its contracts, and the court would go along with what it wants. But Rappaport says United must take extra steps now during contract negotiations.
It has to prove that it bargained in good faith. It had to have disclosed a lot more information to the union representatives. But if it tries to bargain in good faith and it does not succeed, it can go back into the bankruptcy court, tell the judge, "Judge, we tried," and then the court has power to help United reject those agreements.
Organized labor has generally had a rocky relationship with United. Tilton, who just came on board 3 months ago as CEO, said his short tenure with the airline might prove a plus in future talks. Tilton says one of the things United must also do is find a way to lure customers that travel on low-cost carriers like Southwest and JetBlue.
Well, with that particular customer, I'm going to have to offer a fare that is consistent with the competitive alternative. I can't go out there and compete for that customer and lose money. And that's the simple reality of business 101, right?
In an effort to prevent United's current passengers from defecting to such rival airlines, Tilton says United will keep flying as usual. He says the Chapter 11 filing gives United an excellent chance to become profitable during a reorganization he expects to last about 18 months. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.